To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
It's Thursday on Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you here. And obviously no sports open line. Or do we have a little sports open line tonight, Matt? I forget.
A little bit.
Yeah, get a little bit till 6:30, right?
Correct.
And then Thursday night football.
Interesting game.
Yeah, it
Ravens,
is.
Dolphins. I think the Ravens probably roll, but they have not been very good this year.
No, but they do have Lamar Jackson back tonight. And that should help them. And the Dolphins are awful. They're both, you know, record-wise, they're both awful. 2-5, 2-6. But I think Baltimore's clearly better than their record. But they've had a combination of a tough schedule and an injured quarterback. So
they're the favorites to win their division, and they're a two-win team.
Yeah, I mean, they're better than their record for sure. We'll just see how it plays out if they can play enough catch-up. Kind of like the Blues, although the Blues were never the favorite to win the division. But we'll see if they can catch up to expectations at least at some point. If you're watching on the stream, feel free to throw us whatever you'd like. You're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Feel free to throw us questions, comments, opinions as we're going along. We've got a lot to do. We'll start with baseball. We'll transition into a little college football later on. And if it sounds like I got a little Cindy Brady lisp going on, it's because I bit my damn tongue yesterday. So
I don't know.
You know, what are you going to do? It's just there for now, and we'll deal with it. It doesn't hurt. It just sounds a little weird. It's like, got a little of that going on. All right, let's jump in on the Cardinals, Matt, because not that it's a big shock, but because we hadn't heard anything since the initial Instagram announcement that Yadier Molina was looking to manage or coach in the majors or in Mexico. But Katie Wu had a story today saying the Cardinals are not likely to hire Yadier Molina to the major league coaching staff this year, but they are still looking at another role. Like, they're still talking about that with him. How's that strike you, if it strikes you at all?
I'm not surprised, and I think they would like to have him in the organization if possible. He's got to figure out what exactly he wants to do. I know he sent out the social media message, but that doesn't mean he did not define what role he was really looking for if he wasn't going to be a manager somewhere.
Right, right.
So we don't really know what he wants. We don't know what those conversations were like. Is there a possibility that it does kind of go back to what it was supposed to be, 3 years ago, when he was going to come in as a special assistant, and that was going to include him spending some time in the dugout? You know, we saw him do that this past year.
Yeah.
Is there an opportunity for him to come in a weekend here, a weekend there, kind of join the coaching staff? I think this is more up to him. And then the big elephant in the room is what happens with Albert Pujols, because if he ends up getting a managerial job, he continues to be connected to the Padres. Is there a possibility that Molina joins him on that coaching staff? So No, this doesn't surprise me or shock me or any of those things. But I also don't think it closes the door for Molina to be part of the organization.
No, I would agree with that. In fact, you know, you could see some kind of hybrid role where he can do what he did this past season a little bit more often, right?
Yeah.
Where you pop in maybe once a month instead of just a couple of times during the year. And maybe that means an extended run in spring training where you can have him work with the catchers, which would be incredibly valuable because anybody that followed the team knows that, you know, for his entire time as the, quote, starting catcher for the Cardinals, he was really also kind of a catching coach. You know, all the young catchers followed him around in spring training like little ducks following their mama. And he, you know, he would lead early morning drills and they'd go hit in the cage together. And I think there would be a lot of value in having him in some kind of role like that. And look, there would be value in him on a major league staff, too. But they've got to make these decisions. And you don't want to leave other coaches hanging for a maybe. And I think that, I'm not saying that that's what's exactly happening, but they did also, or Katie did also report in that story that the coaching staff is coming back largely intact. A couple of changes with assistant pitching and hitting coaches moving into more organizational roles to oversee things. But again, not major changes, and certainly nobody's leaving the organization from the major league staff from last year.
No, so that's, like you said, there's some guys who are going to be no longer uniformed coaching staff, but they are going to be part of the organization doing some important things. They're changing up their medical staff a little bit with the way that's going to run. They're going to try to uniform it across the system. And just one more thing on Yadi while we're talking about that potential role. You know, I spent 2 years in the Kansas City Royals organization working with their low A team as a broadcaster. And occasionally, one, two times a year, Kansas City would send in a former player, a former Royals player, and they would spend about a week with the team.
Yeah.
And they would be a special instructor during that week in season. So you have special instructors during spring training, and they would be embedded. They'd be on the bus. They'd be on the road. They'd be doing everything. And it was so impactful, Kevin. Guys were so excited to see these former big leaguers, guys that they knew come in.
Yeah.
If what would it mean to guys at Springfield and at Quad Cities and at not Quad Cities, at Peoria, rather? I was going back to when I was working in the Midwest League in Quad Cities with the Cardinals affiliate. What would it mean to these teams all of a sudden to have Yadier Molina walk in and be with them for a week? I think there's a ton of value if he could have that type of role.
Totally agree. And again, I don't know. We don't know anything about how this is going to play. Some of this has to do with what Yadi wants. And maybe he is waiting to see if something else pops up. I mean, who knows? We were kicking this around via text earlier. You know, if Albert gets a managerial job, who knows? Maybe he goes and he's the bench coach for Albert or has a role with his buddy. We have no idea. But I don't think it's a crisis either way. I think this guy is incredibly helpful, and Albert too. I mean, don't get me wrong; both of them are potentially impact guys when it comes to instructing, coaching, managing, whatever. And in 5 years, they could both be managers. But typically speaking, people don't just go from retirement to managing. You know, even think of all the people you can think of that have made the jump recently. Maybe Stephen Vogt was. I think Stephen Vogt did some front office time before he was a manager as well. Yeah. One year.
I believe. Yeah.
So typically there's a bridge of some kind. You know, you're working as a broadcaster for a team, you're working with the front office, something along those lines. That's not unusual.
But Albert's done that.
No, that's true.
He's been on that personal services contract. He's done a lot of work with the Angels in a lesser way. Yadi did do that this past year when he came in and helped out a little bit, much lesser way. But I absolutely would argue that Albert checks that same box based off the work he's done with the Angels.
Yes, and on the Albert thing, I'm a little surprised that there wasn't more interest from the teams that are hiring managers across the board. Although maybe there was and it wasn't interesting to him. I mean, we got to keep that in mind, that he may not have had any interest in being in Washington, given their current circumstance. He may not have had any interest in Minnesota, given the fact they just traded away 10 players at the trade deadline and they're clearly starting a rebuild. So I should probably rephrase that question because it may be that he just didn't have interest in some of those jobs. Would you be surprised if he doesn't get an offer for the Padres job?
I mean, No, because I could see us. I think they're going to know whether or not he would say yes or no before they would give him an offer. Like they spoke for 9.5 hours yesterday. So would I be surprised if they offered him and he said no? Yeah, that would surprise me a little bit, but I don't think they offer him unless they're very confident that he's going to say yes. Like they went through all the different things, and it's not going to shock me if he doesn't get that job. I don't think there's any guarantee that he's going to end up in San Diego. And the other thing you didn't bring up, Kevin, is money. Because Albert Pujols is Albert Pujols. And because he's Albert Pujols, he's going to make a whole lot more money than the first-year managers that are getting hired right and left across Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he's not going to take what Blake Butera is getting in Washington.
No, absolutely not. And he's got he doesn't need this job either. If you're a Blake Butera, somebody offers you a big league managerial job, you take it. So that's where the San Diego thing might not actually be that appealing to him, in the sense that you've got a president of baseball operations on the final year of his contract.
Right.
He doesn't know who his boss would be in 1 year. So,
they have a weird ownership thing.
They do.
You know, Peter Seidler passed away. There's a family kind of, I don't want to say struggle, but maybe battle, debate about who's going to stay in charge and all that. So, yeah.
It's won't shock me if he does not get a managerial job. If he were to go into this offseason and he would have said, I want to be a manager no matter what, in any city, in any situation, at any price, then yes. If that was his attitude about it, it would shock me if he wasn't a major league manager. I doubt that is his attitude.
Totally agree. A side note on that, it's funny, I heard Lance Lynn today with Mike Farron, who was on the Gas House Gang today. But Mike, I was asking him about these things, and Lance Lynn's like, he was joking about not coming back. He's not going to play. And he goes, I'm not going to coach at this point. He goes, they don't pay coaches enough to deal with guys like me. So, like, for a guy like Lance Lynn, who made a lot of money, not Albert money, but made a lot of money, he's like, yeah, it's not worth all that for what they'll pay me for that. So that's kind of what we're talking about with Albert in a more serious way.
The Cubs paying Craig Counsell what they pay him is the that's not the rule here.
Like, no,
Major League Baseball teams do not want to open up the checkbook for managers. They view that as a position more often than not, where they can do it somewhat cheaply and still get somebody that they're comfortable with in there. It's unfortunate. I hate saying these words, but credit to the Cubs for spending the money on a guy who they felt was a difference-making manager. But that's the exception to the rule in Major League Baseball.
All right, coming up next, a little more baseball. We got some college football. We're going to talk about Eli Drinkwitz a little bit later on, and whether or not somebody might be able to poach him, and whether or not he should let someone poach him. Because I think there's two sides to that argument. And we'll talk about both of those things in a little bit. Up next, though, more on baseball and on the World Series. Blue Jays up 3-2 going into Game 6 in Toronto tomorrow night. I want to make the case that it's better for baseball if the Dodgers lose. We'll talk about that next up here on KMOX.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
All right, Rush Hour Sports on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here till 6 o'clock. And then Matt will have a little sports open line until 6:30. And then we get into Thursday night football with the Ravens and the Dolphins down in Miami. All right, Matt, I threw this out there before the break. And anybody, by the way, if you're watching on stream or whatever, you want to throw in your 2 cents, go right ahead. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can just throw it right into the chat there. It'll be all good. But I think it's so much better for Major League Baseball if the Dodgers lose this series for so many reasons. One, just the vibe, the fact that it isn't some big evil empire. I mean, they won 93 games. Yeah, they're in the World Series, but if they get beat in the World Series, they're beatable. And let's be real. I don't think the playoffs are proof of this. I don't think the World Series is proof of this. The calendar is proof of this. They're getting old, too. You know, Mookie Betts had a bad year this year, and he's getting older, and he's still making a lot of money for a long time, and Freddie Freeman's getting older. I think it's better for the game if they go down in this series and the rest of Major League Baseball fans can calm down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a nice narrative as well that the big bad Dodgers didn't win the World Series. It also, in a roundabout way, Kevin, shows you that you can come back from a 70-some-odd win season.
78 wins last year for the Blue Jays.
And come back the next season and do something special. Like there are teams that punt on seasons when they don't need to punt on that season. And what the Blue Jays have done, they've been told no by so many players
wanted to give
tons of money to because players, for whatever reason, have not wanted to go play in Toronto. And maybe that changes now. Maybe them being in the World Series opens up the door that players are going to look at that as a more viable path to a championship. But Toronto has just gone and gone and gone and gone and gone. I was there last year when the Cardinals were there. They had just, that was their first year after redoing their stadium.
Yeah.
It looked fantastic. It felt fantastic. They were a terrible team, and they were selling the place out because of how great of an environment it was inside of that ballpark. There's many things about the Toronto Blue Jays that I think other teams in Major League Baseball can look to.
And most of their turnaround was done internally.
It was.
I mean,
guys got better.
So they spent some money, right? They spent on Anthony Santander, but he stunk. He didn't help them at all. Max Scherzer got
him. He's not there now.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, he was their big free agent, and he didn't help them at all this year. So that, again, he didn't help that offense one bit. They signed Max Scherzer, but that wasn't huge money. It was something that almost anybody can. Hoffman was probably the most productive free agent signing, is the closer that comes in and saves 33 games. But most of the outside help was of the moderate range, right? The doable range for most teams, with the exception of Santander. But he didn't have a part of this. So I think that's I think that too is a great thing for baseball.
Santander was just, that was a desperation. Everybody else has said no to us. Let's throw way too much money at this guy just to save face. I mean, that's what they won despite that move, not because of that move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really good story, and I'm happy, and we'll see. I mean, look, the Dodgers can easily go win two games in a row and win the World Series. Let's not count
absolutely
Toronto quite
true.
Yet.
Absolutely true.
But today is the first day since the Major League Baseball playoffs started, and probably the first day since sometime in June or July that we woke up and the Dodgers were no longer the favorites to win the World Series.
Yeah, and I think it also kills the narrative too when it comes to building toward collective bargaining about how it's all so unfair and out of whack. Well, the highest paid teams, if the Dodgers lose, all of the big top three or four payrolls didn't win it. Now, Toronto's the fifth payroll. So it's not little guy beating big guy, but it's like it's the team that's way, you know, there's two, three teams that are way out ahead of everybody else. And none of them would be the winner if the Blue Jays can finish this thing. So
this is going to be, can I ask a really dumb question?
Sure.
Because I talked to somebody once, because it was on the conversation of should Montreal come back? And basically it was like, look, a Canadian market already has some things going against it. And Montreal's just not big enough. Toronto works because of how big it is. When we're talking about them being the fifth highest payroll, are we talking in terms of, has that been converted into American dollars?
Because I think so. They have to pay in American dollars.
Okay.
All contracts are in U.S. dollars.
All right. I don't even know how all that.
Yeah.
I just know that that is something that plays against Montreal, because not only are they a small market, but then when you start to do the conversion, it has a negative impact.
All right. That's Matt Pauly. I'm Kevin Wheeler. Stick around. We got the news coming up. And after that, a little college football and some Eli Drinkwitz talk here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Back in on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here, shifting to college football and more specifically to conversations about Eli Drinkwitz. No game this week for Mizzou, so they get an off week before taking on Texas A&M. But Coach Drink is one of the hot names out there, Matt. A bunch of high-profile jobs available, the biggest ones so far, LSU, Florida, and Penn State. And I've seen a lot of the national guys link Drink to – oh, that rhymes. Link Drink to all of those jobs, but especially the SEC jobs.
Yeah, so we're kind of waiting on Lane Kiffin. If Kiffin wants to leave Ole Miss, it seems like he can have whatever job he would like. Florida seems to be a better fit than LSU for Kiffin, but that's my opinion. If Kiffin doesn't go, I think Drinkwitz might be the next name that they go to. And I know Missouri and the folks, you know, the stakeholders around Missouri Athletics will do everything they can to keep him around. I guess the question
As they should.
The question that you're going to have for Drinkwitz is, I know the ceilings can be higher at a Florida, at an LSU, but what's the better program right now? You can make the argument that he's got Missouri in a better place right now than he does there. And if he is going to leave Missouri at some point, does he want to get Mizzou basically as far as they can go? Does he want to leave Mizzou at least with a college football playoff berth on his resume? I don't know if that matters to him or not. I don't know what his priorities are. He's at a place where that's given him basically everything that he has asked for in his time there, and there's something good about that. He has more job security at Missouri than he would have anywhere else. But at the end of the day, Kevin, if Florida or LSU is going to go pay him a lot more money than Missouri can afford to pay him, and he feels like he's closer to a national championship by going to one of those places, I think it's going to be hard to get him to stay.
All right, we're going to keep up this conversation coming up next. I got a few thoughts on those priorities. Not that we know what he thinks, just kind of looking at it from our own views and what we know about the college football landscape. Before we do that, though, let's get a quick check of traffic and see what's going on with Captain Roger Brand. All right, picking it back up on the college football discussion with Coach Drinkwitz. So when we look at this, like, zoom out, Matt, you know, Eli Drinkwitz is already one of the highest paid coaches in college football. He has the 11th highest annual salary in college football. He's $9 million a year, which is exactly what Lane Kiffin makes at Ole Miss. And it's not, it's only $1 million or so less than what Brian Kelly made at LSU. Billy Napier doesn't make anywhere near that. He's not even in the top 20. And James Franklin was 8.5. Now, I think all three of those places, though, are going to be paying more. They're going to be paying more at the top end of the scale. So let's just call it $12 million. You're probably looking at that. So there are a couple possible scenarios here. One, Coach Drinkwitz talks to everybody, and then Mizzou ponies up and says, all right, we're going to give you $3 million a year. which really, if you're happy with the direction of the program, is not that big a deal, right? I mean, you've got the stadium being completed. You've been relevant in the SEC for a number of years under Coach Drink. He's popular. He works the portal well. You know, there are a lot of really good things going on there. And I think there's just a possibility that he may just get a raise out of this to stay at Mizzou and raise an extension, right? You know, give him a few more years. I think he signed through 2029. Maybe you kick that out to 2031, 2032, and give him $12 million a year.
Probably increase the assistant coaches pool,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, all of those. And probably he's going to want more NIL money, right? He's going to want more of a commitment there. Because when people ask, why would you leave Mizzou for LSU or Florida, especially given the drama around those programs, right? Well, one, they will pay top dollar. But I think there's a chance he could get that to stay at Mizzou. But those will have, because they're bigger schools and with bigger booster bases, they're probably going to get more NIL money, and that's a big deal. They're also in bigger recruiting hotbeds. They just are. You know, Florida is the top recruiting hotbed in the eastern half of the country. You know, other than Florida, it's California and Texas. And by the way, Pennsylvania is one of those top five recruiting places. So if you're looking at Penn State, every kid in Pennsylvania wants to go to Penn State. You know, so I think that there's a prestige thing at those schools, and I think that prestige brings with it a greater opportunity to win a national championship.
Yes. I do think the transfer portal has limited the hotbed. There's always going to be kids who want to stay home. I'm not running away from that at all. So you're always going to have the advantage of getting some in-state kids that want to stay home or come back home even in the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's the underrated part, right, is maybe some of those kids left the state and now they're like, I guess I wouldn't mind coming back.
Right. So that's always going to be there. But the stay-home, come-back-home thing has largely been mitigated in the transfer portal, where it feels like it's just about the relationships and it's about the recruiting, and you're not a high school kid anymore where the coach is coming and visiting with mom and dad and telling you what college is going to be like. It's just it's a very different world right now when you are recruiting kids who have already had some time in college. There are advantages, though, that Florida and LSU have that Missouri does not have. The Missouri administration has been working to limit those advantages for a while. It is a great game day environment.
Yeah,
the facilities are top notch.
And they're getting better.
They are. You don't feel like Mizzou didn't previously feel like an SEC experience. It does now. They're not a school that doesn't fit inside of that league. And Drinkwitz, much like Lane Kiffin, I mean, those two guys are two of the best guys in all of college football when it comes to working the portal, and that is largely why Missouri has been able to do what they've done over the last few years.
Yeah, it's a really tough question, because here's the thing. As you lay it out, money's probably going to be close, right? I mean, again, these bigger schools will offer you more than you're making now, but your school could match it or come close. So money's probably not the biggest difference. NIL money or staff money might be a big difference. What's available to you in that regard? I think that's important, because getting talent is what it's all about. There's no surprise. It's why Alabama won all those years. Look at all those players in the NFL. Yeah, they coached them up, but they got the five stars. And you don't get many five stars at Mizzou.
You don't.
You get them occasionally, but you don't get them very often. And you get them all the time at LSU in Florida. If you're doing a good job as a coach, I think the odds of a championship probably go up at one of those schools, but maybe not a lot. I mean, you're in the same conference, so it's not like a big step up in prestige in terms of where you're playing. It is more about those commitments and that NIL commitment that could lead you to have a better chance. But then there's another part of this. If you go there, who's to say you're not the next Brian Kelly or the next Billy Napier, where if you have two mediocre years, they run you out? If Drink just keeps doing what he's doing, he's pretty solid at Mizzou for a long time. And some people value stability.
Yeah, but also I don't think coaches ever – no coach goes into a job and says, man, this might not work out, but I'll go ahead and take the money now. Like, if Drinkwitz, I'm sure, looks at every single job in America and feels like he can win a national title there. That's the confidence you have to have as a coach. So what you're saying, Kevin, is right, but I don't think that plays into his decision-making process, because he's got all the confidence in the world that he can go to that next place and do even more than he's doing somewhere else.
I agree with that. That's not really what I mean. What I mean is you could be doing your job there, and his best season at 11-2 is great. Like, that's good. Anything less than that at LSU in Florida, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year he was 10-3. That's not bad. But 10-3 with a Music City Bowl is not playing at Florida and LSU if you're doing it every year. And you know, he's got two bowl wins in his time. Now, keeping in mind that he had to come in and rebuild Mizzou. He had to start from the very beginning, and he took over in the COVID year. So he's done an amazing job. This is not diminishing that. I'm just saying that the level that they're at now, and if they lose another game or two, if you're going 3 or 4 losses a year, even if that's the most you could have gotten out of that team, you're getting fired at LSU in Florida for that.
Yep, you are, and that's part of this. I more than anything else, I hope he stays at Mizzou, and I hope he uses this as an opportunity to raise Mizzou that much more. Yeah, stop losing your coordinators to these programs that we talk about. That's one of the differences.
When
you lose your coordinators to the LSU of the world, well, and that means you're playing on a different playing field. So that's the next step here for Drinkwitz, to get to a point where another school cannot offer one of his assistant coaches a better opportunity in what on paper is a lateral move.
That's Matt Pauly. I'm Kevin Wheeler. Stick around. We got one more segment on Rush Hour Sports. I almost said Sports on the Line. That's coming up after the 6 o'clock news here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rush Hour Sports continues on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We'll be right back. We got a few more minutes here on Rush Hour Sports before Sports Open Line. You got a little short Sports Open Line tonight leading into Thursday Night Football, and it's the Ravens and Dolphins in Miami. Pre-game starting at 6:30. Let's get a couple of messages in off the chat, Matt. We got a oh, that rhymes too. I'm rhyming tonight, man. I don't know what's
there
going
you
on.
You're a poet and you didn't know it.
just the way I am. A couple of things here. We got a couple of baseball ones here. We had a question from Cole Bassett's left foot, which I thought to the drink conversation about why stay in the SEC. Foot, you know, this is, I think, pretty simple. The SEC is where the money and the players are. And you're already there and you're already recruiting those areas. And I think, to me, that I wouldn't leave this conference if I was in it. I mean, I would go to the Big Ten. Like, if Penn State came at me with one of those Godfather offers, I'd be okay with that, too.
The SEC is the league that gives you the best chance to win a national title. It's the deepest league. Many years, it's the most top-heavy league as well. This year, it's not. That's the Big Ten this year.
Yeah.
But many year, the SEC always has the depth. The last place team in the SEC is always going to be closer to the top of that league than every other league.
Absolutely. We got a baseball one from Aaron. He says, I'm just preparing to be disappointed in the Cardinals offseason. 5 to 10 year rebuild until proven wrong. Well, when nobody can prove that wrong now, so fine, go ahead and believe it. The only way you're going to be disappointed this offseason is if you set standards that nobody else expects, Aaron. They're not signing anybody big. They're not trading for any major league players. They are going to be trading away some major league players to build the overall talent in the system and maybe signing some complimentary guys to fill out the bullpen and maybe the rotation. But if you're disappointed, you're putting expectations on there that aren't realistic. They're not happening.
Aaron and I have gone back and forth on this, and you know, we'll see when this team is back competing, and hopefully Kevin, you and I are still doing the show at that point, and we can bring it back.
It better not be that long, man.
Yeah. But you know, it's not something that
I got years left on a contract.
There you go. That's good. That is good to hear. It's a year where next season is probably going to look, from a roster standpoint, from a talent standpoint, somewhat similar to what they had this past year. And hopefully there's going to be some guys who take steps forward, and maybe they're a little bit better, but there's not going to be any guarantee of that. But what did we talk about in the first segment? They're adding this position. They're adding this position. They're doing this. They are building from the ground up. And if you want this team to get back to being a legitimate World Series contender, you have to build from the ground up. If you want it to be a consistent thing. And people who poo-poo on that, I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
Because this is how you build things back up.
And they're not starting from zero. You've got a lot of good major league players there. You just don't have enough, and you don't have enough at the top end of the roster. And you don't go sign those because they're super expensive, and when you're wrong, it screws you for a decade. So ask the Angels about the Albert contract, just as an example. It really puts you in a bad spot when you're signing older players to big money rather than keeping your own guys. But, yeah, you've got most of what you need. What you don't have, and again, this is not about, like, there isn't going to be an offseason. The offseason is going to be boosting the overall talent level, probably not the name value. So don't be thinking big stars. Be thinking about young players being added to the mix. And obviously, you know, Weatherholt and Liam Doyle and those guys making their progress too. But I also wouldn't write this team off as trash either. There's a big difference between there. Middling is probably the fair expectation for competitiveness. And obviously, we got a whole offseason to break all that stuff down. Have a fun short soap. Have a fun short Sports Open Line, my friend. Sometimes you got to slow down, buddy.
I will do that for a half hour.
All right, so we got a half hour Sports Open Line, and then Thursday Night Football coming your way here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.